radio stations and on your audio device of choice whenever you want it, and it would be just like having the best New Year's Eve ever. What? If you'd agree to join me then, would you? Already, thank you very much. A tip of the show, Shap Pow, to the San Diego desk, to Pam Halstead, to Jenny Lawson at WW.
I gotta call the plant and warn him!
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC, when? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
It's Carlene Murphy of Lille Litton Haitian Cultural Program. WGXC is now 10 years old as a community radio. Your report has sustained WGXC through the years. And the continuing monthly donation of any amount will earn you a sustaining supporter spot, assuring WGXC sustainability. Go ahead, be a sustaining supporter. You like it. WGXC gain 10 ans comme une radio communauté. Avec support, WGXC duré pendant toute année sa yo. Continuez yon don chaque mois dans n'importe façon à fournir un supporter durable et puis la garantie durabilité par WGXC. En allez, venez nous supporter. Ou après mail.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Celia Graham of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The town of Catskill board voted 3-1 to opt out of cannabis lounges on December 29th. Here's how the vote went from WGXC's live web stream of the Catskill town meeting.
So do you want to move forward with a vote on this?
Yes.
I'm going to make a motion that we adopt local law 3-2021. Whereas the town board of Catskill held a public hearing on December 29th, 2021 to discuss adopting local law 3-2021, opting out of the allowing of on-site cannabis consumption establishments as authorized under New York State Cannabis Law, Article 4, and whereas all in attendance who wish to be heard were so, therefore we the Catskill town will hereby adopt local law 3-2021 and instruct the town clerk to submit a local law to the Office of Cannabis Management as required. Therefore, it being further resolved that the Catskill Town Board hereby instruct the town clerk to file the local law with the Secretary of State as required by law, and I'll make that motion. And I need a second to pass the local law. Seconded by Paul Bosberg. Well, any further discussion?
Personally, I just think possibly that's a mistake.
Okay, I need all those in favor of the local law?
Aye.
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 Aye. Those against?
Aye.
So we had 3-1 this, so the motion there carries.
The vote came after an hour of public hearing, with almost all citizens in support of cannabis in Catskill. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that just after the town of Catskill board voted 3-1 to opt out of cannabis lounges on December 29th, the village of Catskill voted 2-2 to opt in. The tie vote, Peter Gross and Jeff Holliday voted to opt out, and Joseph Koslowski and Natasha Law voted to allow the lounges, meant the proposed law to block the lounges did not pass. Earlier in the month, the town of Catskill decided to allow retail sales. The village of Catskill has taken no action on cannabis retail sales and has no plans to before the year ends, so they will be legal there. The results of the two votes on December 29th mean that if anyone opens a cannabis consumption lounge, the equivalent of a bar, then the village of Catskill will not have to split the 3% tax revenue with the town of Catskill, according to Holliday. Cannabis use became legal in April in New York, and towns and villages have until December 31st to ban retail stores and or consumption lounges, or else they become legal. About 40 people attended the village's public hearing December 29th, and of the people who spoke, all but one favored allowing lounges. Many cited the need for tax revenue in a village with a poverty rate of 35.5%, nearly triple the state average. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Towns and villages in New York have only until December 31st to opt out of retail sales and or cannabis lounges after the state made cannabis legal last April. According to the Rockefeller Institute of Government website tracking the issue, so far in Greene County, Ashland, Cairo, the town and village of Hunter, Jewett, Prattsville, and Windham have opted out of both retail sales and cannabis lounges. Everywhere else, cannabis sales will be allowed unless the town votes before the new year. In Columbia County, the village of Chatham, Claremont, the village of Kinderhook, and Livingston have opted out of both. Ancrum, Copeg, the town of Kinderhook, and the village of Valencia will allow retail sales, but not lounges. Everywhere else in Columbia County will allow both unless a town takes action before the new year. And now here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, showers are likely mainly after 4 p.m. on New Year's Day. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 51 degrees. More showers Saturday night, mainly between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of rain and snow showers mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 20 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of J. Johannes Freibel Parker of Ravenna, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
WGXE, the station that gives you liberty.
I hope these jingle bells won't drown out the song.
Ooh. There's gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus. Everybody's gonna gather round to see who mows the other down. Father Christmas is thin and mean. Santa Claus is jolly and round. In opposite corners of the ring, one's gotta mow the other down. The referee lets out his cry, a ringing bell, a roaring crowd. Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing and boldly says, put up your dukes. Then FC takes his golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm and pulls him across the boxing ring like you pull a flop off a vaudeville stage. But SC throws a mittany punch and hits FC in his bony jaw. Father Christmas retaliates by jamming his elbow in Santa's gut. Santa's eyes and rosy cheeks are all aglow with frenzied wrath. He kicks at FC's knobby knees to knock him off his center of gravity. The crowd is getting excited now. They're placing bets, they're taking sides, and watching these Yuletide alpha apes, these crowing cocks of Christmastide. Essex throws off the bishop's hat from FC's head and stamps his foot. FC yanks off Santa's belt and his big red pants go tumbling down. The crowd is roaring with delight. Santa's face is poinsettia red. Father Christmas moves in for the kill, but Santa shields his tearful face, his broken glasses and pouting lips, and reaches in to his sack of toys and turns the crank on a jack-in-the-box. A jester's head on a powerful spring goes rocketing into Father Christmas's face and makes him wail like a midnight train. He yanks on Santa Claus's beard. Santa yanks his opponent's beard. The beards are making ripping sounds. Their boots are squeaking against the ground. Father Christmas throws a kidney punch, but Santa's fat absorbs the blow. Father Christmas is 8 feet tall. Santa Claus is 5'5". Father Christmas weighs 100 pounds. Santa weighs 350 pounds. Back in their corners with the spray and the towels, there's the bell, the second round. Christmas stocking, Christmas kick, flying robes, pivoting feet, fist jabs, hip checks, candy canes, uppercut, karate chop, flip flap, bim bam, crack a smack, fee fi fiddle, thwump plop. There's the bell, the final round. The crowd's gone wild and flailing around. Santa Claus is so big and fat, he crushes Father Christmas flat and waves him around like an American flag and mops up the floor with him and crumples him up and folds him into a paper plane and throws him out into the cheering crowd. The referee counts from 1 to 10. Santa's arms are in the air in a gesture of monkey victory. The undisputed Xmas champ. If you carry a crook and you're thin and mean, no one will root for you but Europeans. But if you're fat and you laugh a lot, people will love you and take your side, especially if you're in the business of distributing toys and good things to eat. They'll bet their money on your white-haired head. They'll others desert and take your side. The greatest story ever told of yesteryear on Christmas Eve, a battle royal was fought between Father Christmas and Santa Claus.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
Hey, 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 snowflakes, my pretty little snowflakes. Ooh, the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflakes, my pretty little snowflakes. You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Snow was falling and love kept calling in this lonely heart of mine. You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. You kept stalling while my folks kept calling from everywhere I knew for one excuse to get acquainted with you. Hey, 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 snowflakes, my pretty little snowflakes. Ooh, the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflakes, my pretty little snowflakes. You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. The ice was breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland when I felt you slip your fingers on my hand. Snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming, and I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflakes,
snowflake,
my pretty little snowflakes,
snowflake.
Ooh, the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflakes,
snowflake,
my pretty little snowflakes,
snowflake.
You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, everybody! This is Santa Claus! What do you want for Christmas?
Just leave me alone! Don't come near me!
Oh, ho, ho, I want to give you a toy train!
No, no, don't, I'm good. I'm good, just leave me alone.
Ho, 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 I want to give you a dolly. Don't you want a dolly for Christmas from Santa Claus?
No, leave me alone. I'm good. No, just, I'm fine.
What? How about a nice toy train set for a little boy or a little girl? I have a nice pink train set. Ho, ho, ho.
No, I'm good. Leave me alone. I'll just be over here reading a book.
Reading a book? Why, it's time to celebrate all the joyousness of Christmas. I'm Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho.
No, I'm fine. Just leave me alone. I'll be over here.
Oh, don't you want to come over here and see the toy train or the little clown set I got? I got a tea tray set and a Barbie doll for little Susie.
No, I'm good. I'm fine. Just leave me alone. Stay away. Stay away from me.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa loves to give presents for the holidays. It's true.
I don't want any presents. Just leave me alone. I'd rather just sit. Read a book.
Ho, ho, ho. Holly jolly Christmas. And the Christmas didn't know. Oh, let me go down a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Get away from me!
Ho, ho, ho!
Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Chicken crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Rooster crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Boy, it won't be long. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Don't forget it.
Mama said, "Don't you get Christmas coming? Christmas coming?
Yes, Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And everyone must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas must bring you some toys. That chorus is Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And every kid must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas must bring you some toys. It's whether you work for poor, kisses come to your door. And to tell you plain and candidly, for Christmas everyone must be merry. The chorus is Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And everyone must have the share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas got to bring you some toys. The chorus is Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And every kid must have the share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas is going to bring you some toys. We must be unfolding. We go all over the world, giving kids presents. As you know, that is why I'm mentioning my calypso. While we sing about Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And every kid must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas is going to bring you some toys. Yes, Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And everyone must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas is going to bring you some toys. Everyone feel happy visiting every family. Candidly, I must let you know, all over the world, Father Christmas go. While we sing about Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And every kid must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas is going to bring you some toys. Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And everyone must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas is going to bring you some toys. Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And everyone must have their share. This coming Christmas, I hope you enjoy. Father Christmas is going to give you some toys. Yes, Christmas, Christmas, come once a year. And everyone must have their share. This coming Christmas, you're going to enjoy. Father Christmas is going to bring you some toys. Yes, Christmas, 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 Christmas. And a prosperous new year.
Well, it was the night before Christmas, and I was running alone. And I was crowding that old truck, because not trying to make it home. When up ahead in my running lights, these little objects appeared. By golly, there was Santa Claus and eight little old reindeer. So I hit the air and I come to a pause and I said, "What are you doing here, Santa Claus?" He kind of smiled and said with a grin that
Him and old Rudolph and some of them hot rodders had a little run-in. Well, the sleigh was all loaded down with sacks of toys. I know they had to be delivered, the girls and boys. So I said, Sandy, hop aboard. We'll make this run together, because I heard you's a good sport. So I jammed in gear and I let out a holler. Hang on your hat, Santa Claus. We gonna make this run here, come hell or high water. But all through the night, that old freight liner roared, and there was Santa Claus hopping from door to door. The interstate boy didn't chase, it just waved us by. Saw that long white beard and gleam in his eye. As I topped the last hill, I saw the first light of dawn. But it didn't worry me none, cause I knew Sandy'd been there and gone. Oh, I know I'm late. Mama ain't gonna believe it. But them boys and girls will be happy tonight. What they won't know is a truck driver made this flight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. I'm gonna tell him that you've been untrue. Christmas Eve, he'll know the score. He won't come a-knocking on your door. You better not tell him you've been nice. Gonna tell him once and maybe twice how you broke my heart in two. I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. No use to hang your stocking on your Christmas tree. No use to sit up watching for Saint Nick, no siree. You're gonna be sorry by and by. Gonna wake up Christmas Day and cry. You'll be sad and I'll be blue. I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. Tell Santa Claus on you. Gonna tell him that you've been untrue. Christmas Eve, he'll know the score. He won't come a-knocking on your door. You better not tell him you've been nice. I'll tell him once and maybe twice how you broke my heart in two. I'm a-gonna tell Santa Claus on you. But if you say you love me and promise to be true, then I'll make a promise that I won't tell Santa on you. Then we'll be happy, you and I. You won't be sad and I won't cry. We'll have a Merry Christmas too, 'cause I won't tell Santa Claus on you.
Baba, 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 baba
You're listening to WGXC. It's the Schomer Show Holiday Show with special guest Brian DeWan. It's a way to investigate Christmas music from a slightly less enforced angle.
I like the idea of Christmas being investigated, like the FBI is coming out to investigate Christmas.
I guess I've got that. A little of that in my head.
See who to bust. A Christmas bust.
Brian, what's going on over there?
Well, let's see. Well, we can hear a song called A Christmas Tree That Didn't Cost a Dime. Go to the Christmas tree lot today. Pick up all the branches that have chanced to fall away. Gather up the needly bundles littering the ground and take them home tonight. Take that old broomstick and stick it with a pin. Widen out the holes and stick the branches in. Glue some birthday candles onto every twig. Light them up cheery and bright. Festoon it with ace bandages and fishing bobs. Keys to old forgotten doors and dashboard knobs. Drag with hood ornaments, you busted off cars. It looks like $1 million. It's absolutely deluxe. The room is full of splendor and the smell of pine. A choir of candles radiant as the stars that shine. Behold this custom evergreen and you will find you have a Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. A Christmas tree that didn't cost a dime.
Brian, what was your first Christmas show? Do you remember, like, the first time you performed any kind of, like, Christmas thing?
Let's see. I suppose it was probably in 1989 at a short-lived club in Brooklyn called Quiet Life, and I remember doing the R2-D2 We Wish You a Merry Christmas song in that show and probably some other stuff, but that's the first time I remember doing a Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I was just probably starting out. You know, I'd played Christmas carols on the organ, but I hadn't, like, done a Christmas show or sang even. Didn't really do very much singing in public until, I don't know, when that would have been. In the mid-80s.
Uh-huh.
So here's another song. It's kind of about, like, a town, like a municipal creche scene. It's called The Baby Jesus. Take off your apron and come with me. Take my hand. There's something I want you to see. Just down the gully in the frosted air, there's a stable in the middle of the square. The beasts and magi arrayed in awe, in genuflection around his bed of straw. The baby Jesus, lo and behold, the baby Jesus in a foot and a half of snow. The stars are glittering like the stars in the sky. A stained glass window, a beacon in the night. A distant train, it sings a one-chord hymn of praise. As quietly shepherd and shepherdesses gaze, the baby Jesus by the old town hall, lying in a manger in an ox's stall. Divine connection twixt heaven and the earth, God's word made flesh in this immaculate birth. A Savior's born that you and I would no more have to die, but have eternal life. He melts the hardness of our hearts of stone with the warm effulgence of his halo's holy glow. Come and adore him, fall on your knees, you and I together in -5 degrees. I see your breath as you fold your hands and pray. The tiny Savior asleep in the hay. Merry Christmas to you and all your kin. He came to save us and take away our sin. Born that man may no more die, but now and forever have everlasting life.
Brian, there's such a mixture of, you know, reverence and sincerity and humor and anger in what you do. And they come out in different proportions in different songs. It's quite interesting.
Well, thank you. I guess it's a melting pot.
Uh-huh. I saw a couple of your films. You were showing films at an art opening a couple of months ago, your film strips.
Yes.
And it was similar. It had this sort of religious imagery that was sort of heavy and serious, but sort of also being played in a sort of cartoon way. And it was another kind of interesting mashup of sort of, you know, reverence and a little kind of humor in there at the same time.
Well, my favorite thing is things that are hard to sort out. Or that no one slant really gets the last word. Or, I mean, in something like a film strip or something that has a beginning and a middle of an end, any kind of narrative, there always is a last word. So it's always interesting to decide what gets the last word.
Wow.
And, you know, there are different camps where people want, you know, one thing to reign.
Right.
So you can never really have one thing reign. Anyway, it's a mixed bag. And I suppose maybe in the circles I travel in, people want, in a reverent perspective, always to win or come out on top. And I always kind of like to subvert that because then people revere that. And then they're like, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I expected.
Uh-huh.
So I always like it when, you know, things aren't necessarily what you expect or what you want. So it's a tumbler.
I know what you mean. It's good even to keep the, you know, contrarians a little off kilter. I go in for the irony. I love the irony, you know.
Yeah.
And yet it's, If it's all irony, yeah, then it becomes really obnoxious, you know? No,
I want people to eat everything on their plate. Eat it all.
Whether they like it or not. You're going to finish it.
But, you know, I mean, I wish, like, if I see some sort of a performance or read a book or see a movie, you know, I'm glad when something goes into some territory that is outside of what I'm familiar with or what I want or what I think is going to happen. And I think it's also interesting if something really does kind of end on the last word, you know, something that you don't subscribe to or don't believe in, you like the narrative itself, you know, has some kind of slant that has the last word. And so there's some sort of detachment of you know, what kind of a point of view reigns at the end, and it might not be what you want, but you have to get a load of it. You have to deal with its being there. Hmm. I guess with the film strips, that's kind of one of the best mediums to do that, because there's usually some sort of a narrator, and the narrator is kind of in control of things, and there are different personalities of narrators. You know, some of them are stern, some of them are more folksy or friendly. Some of them mix and change, the mood changes, and what starts out kind of benign and friendly ends up being more stern and heavy, and then leaves you, drops you there. So I kind of like the idea of a presentation where there is some sort of narrator who's kind of soliciting your agreement, and sometimes you are in agreement and sometimes you are not in agreement, and you have to sort it out, and you can't just dismiss it and you can't just accept it.
It's an interesting kind of play on authority, because the narrator has a kind of authority, and it kind of reminds me of, like, at school, you know, like one teacher might be really nice and get something out of the kids that way, but another teacher's kind of like very stern, and
yeah,
you know, all those different kinds of authority that are out there, and there is a way that all of us are sort of negotiating them all the time, like what's wanted in this particular situation,
and also the conflict between the different flavors of authority, and sometimes within a single being. That's probably my favorite. That's when it gets the most twisted up, or is the most kind of a demonstration of human nature or human foibles, and particularly from someone in a position of authority. But then you see how, you know, idiosyncratic and colorful anyone's perspective is, and that everyone is, you know, a creature or a primate or, you know, something that does not really have authority, but is something, you know, organic in particular, and maybe even arbitrary or formed by an environment. So there's a never-ending supply of colorful perspectives, or a poetic perspective that ultimately creeps in and seeps in, colors everything, or especially a subjective perspective that is passed off as something objective is one of my kind of favorite terrains.
And I think also because I know, you know, I can hear a lot of that sort of, you know, 50s and 60s kind of culture and what you do. And I've been fascinated by that period for such a long time. And what's been interesting to me about, you know, the music, whether it's like Perry Como or whatever it is that, you know, the anger has been completely excised from that whole thing. But, you know, taking it out makes you feel it anyway. You know, there's all this sort of weirdly simmering, like shunted aside emotion in that era. Are you following me?
Oh,
here?
Yeah.
And so you bring it back out. That's what's so interesting. You kind of, you know.
Also, I
put
like
it back in its rightful place.
Well, I like it also when it's there, but it, like you say, it's lurking, it's murky, it's lurking, it's behind, it's around the corner, and you feel it, you sense it, even if it isn't right in front of you.
Right.
So that's it's sort of like the distant backstage noise. I like when you were playing the singers who were singing the Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. At the end, they become swallowed in reverb, like disappearing behind the event horizon of the black hole, and they're being swallowed into this abyss where you can't see anymore. They're engulfed.
They're retreating, or
in this
or
wintry reverb.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So now we've got some vinyl that you brought along too. Should I play some of your vinyl?
Sure.
Okay. You've just given and given today. We're here on WGXC, and I'm Karen, and Brian DeWan is here, and this is the Holiday Show, and I'm not sure we'll figure out what we're playing in a minute.